The Horn of Africa is suffering its worst drought on record, according to NASA. In Somalia, the lack of rain has forced more than a million people from their homes this year. Aid agencies say more than half the Somali population could be facing food shortages in the coming year, and a famine may be declared in some parts of the parched East African nation. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
On the northwestern edge of Mogadishu, hundreds of makeshift shelters are squeezed into a dusty lot.
This child here that they're combing the hair, he looks quite thin, or she looks quite thin, and the hair is looking red. Could we ask this woman in particular about her child?
Yeah. Okay.
My translator, Abdurrahman Hussein, and I approach a woman sitting with a group of children in front of a tarp-covered hut. This camp is one of hundreds that have sprung up this year around Mogadishu and other cities as Somalis have fled drought-stricken parts of the country. An older girl here, wrapped in a bright yellow shawl, is combing the hair of an emaciated younger child.
You see, this little girl you see in front of you, both her parents passed away.
She's an orphan.
She's orphan. Both her parents passed away.
The matriarch of the group, Khadija Nur Ali, says the thin girl is the daughter of a relative. Her arms hang limp by her side, and her hair has faded red, a classic sign of malnutrition. Now Khadija, a 35-year-old single mother, looks after this girl as well as her own six children. Khadija had been working as a farm laborer in a rural part of the country, but after the fourth rainy season in a row failed, there was no work. So she came here to this camp in Mogadishu 2 months ago in hopes of getting food aid.
Has there been any assistance from international groups or from the government or from anyone?
We have been here for 2 months. We haven't to get any help at all. Except for the nurses and the water.
Except for the toilets. Toilets and the water.
And the water.
And the water taps.
Yeah,
that's it.
Khadija says she and her children survive off money she makes doing casual labor in Mogadishu. Sometimes she can get a few hours' work washing clothes for families in the city.
We are living in a very hard condition. I go to the city to do a laundry service at home. After, if I get it, it's okay, I'll buy some food and come back to my family and cook them. If I get nothing, I go back, then all the children, I tell them to go to bed to sleep with hunger.
Other residents in the camp tell similar stories. They came here because they heard that they could get food, but they found that that isn't the case. Nima El-Menour, a local volunteer who helps organize this camp and advocate for the residents, says every week 20 to 30 more families arrive here with only a few meager possessions.
Is anyone distributing food here in this camp?
Absolutely no. No food distribution at all.
The drought, which started 2 years ago, comes on top of surging global food prices and a battle against Al-Shabaab extremists, which has made parts of the country inaccessible. Severely malnourished children are filling the intensive care units of local hospitals. Doctors say some kids are already starving to death. Aid groups warn that with no significant rain on the horizon, parts of Somalia could slip into a full-scale famine by April of next year.
What we are seeing in Somalia is this cycle of droughts.
Victor Chinyama is with UNICEF in Mogadishu.
That in the past used to happen over longer intervals, but increasingly now the intervals are becoming shorter and shorter.
And they're hitting Somalia in constant waves. Entire herds of goats and sheep have died as grazing lands dried out, leaving nothing for the animals to eat. Crops have failed for 2 years in a row. Chinyama says in the past, Somali farmers would slowly rebuild their flocks and reestablish their fields. But now, he says, the climactic shocks are coming so quickly, it's harder for them to recover. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mogadishu, Somalia.